Head out to the phones and welcome in Jerry Allen, who is a longtime play-by-play man for the Oregon Ducks, at Voice of the Ducks on Twitter. 29th season, if I'm not mistaken. And you wonder about a guy, you know, doing that many years of great work for a very high-end athletic department, and the guy from Grants Pass, Oregon. How special is it for you to have grown up in a small town in Oregon and rise to the level where if everybody doesn't recognize you, they certainly know your name, and probably you're the mayor of Grants Pass, aren't you, Jerry?
Well, Tommy, it's pretty cool. It's like a dream for a small-town kid, and Grants Pass is pretty small, so you know, every once in a while, they invite me back to be the Grand Marshal of the Boatnik Parade. And, I mean, that, you know, you doesn't get any better than that.
No, absolutely. Tell me about what happened back in 1987. You were hit at a career crossroads, and I always like these stories because, you know, if it turns the other way, then Oregon fans and then the rest of us aren't treated with your talent for almost 30 years, but it goes that way. So what happened in 1987?
Well, you're too kind to say those things about me. I appreciate it. Well, in 1987, I was working, doing small college ball, high school ball, and managing a couple of radio stations and doing some TV in Medford, Oregon. And the station sort of sold out from underneath me, and I was like, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? And I actually flew out to Denver and drove around some small communities wondering if I should move out to the Rocky Mountain States. I just didn't know what to do. Got back from that little trip on my final few weeks in the radio station and had a message from Bill Byrne, who was the athletic director at the University of Oregon at the time. And I thought, you know what, he just wants me to re-up for the Ducks and carry him again this year. I don't know if I want to give him a call back. I won't even be here. But, you know, I thought, you know, I'm the GM. I better do the right thing. So I called him expecting that. And he said, Jerry, our radio guy left, went back to San Francisco. We like what you do. Would you like to come up and be the voice of the Ducks? So I went from not knowing what the rest of my life was going to become to the greatest opportunity.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it was. It's crazy.
I mean, they talk about Powerball. That's a ticket you cashed.
It really is. I seriously say I have a guardian angel. There have been moments in my life when things happen. You go, why did that happen?
Yep.
I haven't named my guardian angel. I should name him Clarence. Clarence and It's a Wonderful Life.
That's right, Clarence.
That was one of those moments.
Yeah, and you're Jimmy Stewart. Now, certainly, there's a phrase like I'm grateful for a lot of the things I didn't get that I thought I wanted. You know, those are the kind of things that pave your career when you think you want something and then you open a door and something better happens. But so it's a great treat for me to welcome you in here to ESPN 700 and TK in the Midday, Jerry. So let's get right to this. How are the we heard from Casey Jacobson how the Ducks play, but how much fun is it for you to call this kind of a controlled, frenetic attack?
Well, it's fun, but it's a little, you know, crazy at the same time, because for the most part this season for Oregon has been up and down. I mean, they'll play a great half of basketball and then they'll play a miserable half of basketball. Or they'll play, for the most part, you know, a good 30 minutes and then a 10-minute section that takes the game away from them. That's happened at Las Vegas. It almost happened in Alabama. They elected to come back and get it. Boise State did that to them. So they've had those games where they just have not played consistently. And they finally are starting to get to that consistency now. And a part of it is Dana Altman now knows who his team is. He got Jordan Bell back. Just before Christmas, he thought he was going to have Dylan Ennis, his point guard, the transfer back in to run this team, but then he found out he's not going to be back. So I think they've settled into who his team is and what his rotation is now, and I think these guys kind of understand it too, so I think that's helped a lot. So right now, they seem to be playing their best basketball of the season.
Yeah, you mentioned Dana Altman, and that name just rings with success, and as you've gotten to know him, what has impressed you most about how he's put his fingerprints on the Ducks program?
Such a fundamental coach. I mean, it's about fundamental, simple plays. You'll hear him in practice, and you'll hear him during games yell to his teammates over and over again, simple plays. You can score by making simple plays. You try to make a difficult play, and there's a chance that it'll work, but there's a better chance that it won't. So he preaches to two things you'll hear him yell: bend your knees, that's for defense, and make simple plays. He is a real fundamental basketball coach. He's a teacher. He's a real teacher.
That's great. So coming in here, what have you seen from the Utes that impresses you and may give the Ducks problems?
Well, obviously the big guy, Jakob Pertl, there's not a lot of guys.
Well, let me stop you right there, because we figured out last year that there's an R in there, even though it's P-O-E-L-T-L. You're a play-by-play guy. You probably run into those sometimes where your mind looks at it and goes, there's no R there.
In fact, I think the very first game I did with him, I saw the pronunciation guide, and I thought, okay, that's not right.
I'm
confused with that. And before I got a chance to talk to him, but I pronounced it a couple of times the wrong way, and somebody came over and said, there's an R in there. I said, where's the R? Where do I put that R?
Exactly.
At the end, the beginning. But he's a game changer. He's a difference maker, and he can make everybody around him better. And when you got a big guy like that, that counts for a lot, because there's not a lot of people like that in the Pac-12 this year. So Oregon's going to have to contend with him. Watching the last, few games, Lorenzo Bonham has just been energy personified. I mean, he's just all over the place. And so I'm a little concerned about his energy, because he can match what Oregon does energy-wise. This is a Utah team that is going to play really well here. Oregon's had their number for a while here.
Yeah.
You talk about, miracles and guardian angels. There's a couple of games Oregon should not have won without them anyway. I got to believe Utah wants to end that.
Yeah, Coach Krestowiak talked about, I don't think he's beaten Oregon since he's come over to Utah. And that's one of those things that, coaches, they'll never say it, but there's a little more focused preparation for this one. And, they have all week to get ready for you guys, and then it's this quicker turnaround for the Beavers when they come in. But And what you've seen, I mean, you mentioned Bonham. I agree. He's one of those temperature guys on that team, along with Kyle Kuzma, guys who can make plays and help Pirtle. The Duke game, they all played really well, especially late. And then they go on the road, and Stanford was a complete, disaster. Two free throws with basically 1 second left, and then they go to overtime and lose the game. So that's one that stuck. And then played better at Cal. And then they, that kind of a must-win at Colorado, and so they're kind of back in it now with two home games here, and coming into the Huntsman Center with students here is a different situation. So how does that affect the Ducks? How do they play in front of a crowd that's a little bit raucous and boisterous?
Well, they haven't played real well in those situations yet this year, although at Alabama they got away with one there and caught fire in the second half and got on a run. But Boise State fans got on them, and they didn't respond well. They have not really – Las Vegas fans got on them big time, and they just did not come out and start. That's when one of their big bugaboos is on the road. They have not had good starts, and they get themselves in an 18- or 20-point hole, and then they're good enough to come back and make a game out of it. They expend so much energy doing it. So the first 10 minutes of the ball game, I think, will tell me a whole lot here on the road about how this team will do.
I'm sure you saw the Lunardi bracketology came out earlier in the week. 8 Pac-12 teams in his NCAA tournament, and certainly Oregon would be one of those at 13-3 and 2-1. The season has started well and shaping up well. And you look at this road trip, you go to Utah and then obviously on to Colorado. I mean, obviously the coach is going to say we want to sweep. Based on what you've seen, is this team prepared to come in and play back-to-back good games, or is this still a team trying to figure things out a little bit, especially on the road?
Yeah, I think it's still a team trying to figure things out a little bit. You hope that they'll come in and put on two good full performances, but they haven't shown the ability to do that yet this year. And it's two really good teams. I mean, two toughest places to play. When you put 13,000 people in the Huntsman Center, it is just roaring in here. And the Coors Event Center over at Boulder is the same way. It's just crazy loud. So I don't know how these guys will respond. The conference is so good. I think the fact that they're putting so many teams in the tournament speaks to that. So you better win your games at home, and you hope to at least split or get one on the road.
Right.
But if you're in a situation where you get swept on the road and can't win all your home games, then you're on the outside looking in. And that's going to happen. UCLA is struggling with that right now.
Yeah, no question. We're very fortunate to have Jerry Allen with us, Oregon play-by-play man, breaking down tonight's run in Utes and Ducks game up at the Huntsman Center. And I noticed that on the schedule, you do Utah-Colorado. You go home for USC-UCLA. Those are handfuls, even though UCLA's struggling a little bit. And then you go to McHale Center and then to Arizona State. I mean, the next couple of weeks, very difficult, but it's like that for everybody.
No, it really is. I mean, it's like it's going from when you're at home, you're in a, you know, a little pan of boiling water, and then you go to the frying pan, and then you go to a bigger frying pan. Then the next week, you go to a bigger frying pan. There's just no, you know, easy, cool weekend. Even Washington State, who should have beat Washington, I thought, the other night, is going to give people trouble when you go to Pullman. So it's going to be a fun conference season, and I really have no idea when this shakes out who's going to be standing at the top. I think whoever it is going to have 3, 4, maybe even 5 losses in conference.
Yeah, no question. And fortunately, the out-of-conference work was good for most of the Pac-12, and so the conference has that little bit of a bump going into, you know, like Selection Sunday, say, when if you guys cannibalize each other, there's enough respect for the talent and the teams in the Pac-12 where it won't kill you like maybe it happened in football.
No, the resume in the non-conference, you know, is going to hold a lot of these teams up. I think that, you know, the RPI speaks to that.
Yep.
So if anybody gets lucky, gets on a streak, and can steal a few games on the road, they're going to have a huge advantage in this conference. But otherwise, I think fans – week in and week out are really going to have fun watching these teams play.
No question. And the latest and greatest game is coming up tonight. Have a great call, Jerry Allen. Thank you so much for joining us. Oregon coming in is going to give the Utes all they can handle. And, again, we're fortunate because we can sit back and watch. You got to go to work soon, sir.
I'm going to go do that right now. Tom, it's always fun being on with you. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much. Jerry Allen, Oregon play-by-play guy, giving us the skinny on tonight's game. Follow him on Twitter, @VoiceOfTheDucks. We appreciate him taking a few minutes. Great stuff there.